You know, when I initially started to teach, I really wanted the validation from the students. So how can I have my students perceive me as, you know, as a good teacher? I want them to like me. And, you know, that's important for everyone. We all like to be liked. However, when I switched my focus, and I said, yeah, I still want to be liked, but my main focus is I want my students to know me. I want them to know the topic that I'm most passionate about in the world. That really changed a lot. It was no longer to be validated, i.e. to appear perfect, but it was to be known as a human being, of course, permission to be human. And that actually improved my teaching a great deal, and I enjoy it so much more because it's so there's so much less pressure on us in a relationship, any relationship, when we go in with the intention of being known, of expressing rather than impressing. We can feel so much lighter. And the wonderful thing is that it also makes the relationship so much healthier. But again, much more on that because it's so important topic. We talked about this a lot. How do we perceive failure? As a stumbling block, as a catastrophe, or as an opportunity, as a growth experience? And that can make all the difference. We'll talk about it after spring break when we discuss perfectionism and the fear of failure. And finally, the study that you read by Ali Crum and Alan Langer. So just to give you a little bit of background about the study, and I will briefly mention it because hopefully you've read it already.